When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa and let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just switch off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Well, Arion is that switch. Arion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit AURION to get started.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. It is episode 24 of Marketing for Business with Phil K. James of Good Milkshake Digital.
Let's shake it up, Michael.
Let's shake it up, baby. What's going on, brother?
Oh, it's a beautiful summer.
It is.
Half my kids started school already, which is weird. But really? They go to the downtown school, which is...
And you're getting older because they're in like middle school now.
Two of them are just starting middle school, which, you know...
Wow.
Almost done with them, right?
You're never done with them. Ask our 37-year-old daughter that lives with us. Yeah. All right, we are at Ritual Cafe, downtown Des Moines, one of our favorite places to do this podcast because it's just such a cool vibe, and the people here are outstanding, and they have the best bagels in town.
Wow, that's a big compliment.
That is good stuff. Yeah. All right, we are going to be talking about marketing and business, and in particular today, and this is, I promise you, if you listen up, you're going to take away some great ideas for your business. We're going to focus on internal marketing. Hmm. First of all, Phil, what the hell is internal marketing? What does that mean?
Well, I think just overall, we're talking about brand. We're talking about like what you want the public to think about your business when they think about your name. And also sort of the flow of what people see, hear, touch, feel when they actually walk through your business, whether that's virtually or at a physical location. So that could mean printed materials, which is a big part of a lot of it, traditionally speaking. And this is also digital. It's also websites and how you want the public to see you before they even shake your hand.
Sure. Social media content, your website, if you're doing electronic newsletters. And I think perhaps, and maybe you'll agree with me, all of that needs to be in sync so that you're not shooting off different images or different feels about what your business is.
Right. And I think about there are a couple different businesses that I work with that are restaurant related. And one of them, you know, we talked about, you know, some of the ones that do particularly well. I almost spilled my water there.
Carol.
Some of them that do particularly well. You mentioned restaurants, and I happen to agree,
well, you
right?
asked me, the question you asked me was, who have I seen in my years and years in the marketing and advertising business that do a really good job with their internal marketing and branding?
Yeah.
And I rather than pick out a company or a business, I gave you a couple of examples of whom I think do really excellent in their space. And I think restaurants do an excellent job of overall branding messages.
Right. And that goes down to the design and feel. You come into this place right away, and you can tell, wow, these are some fascinating people, right? And I say that in a good way. And you look around, you're like, okay, I see some.
But there's posters.
Right,
there's.
Right.
I mean, the vibe here, the activist.
You feel like you're going to want to like storm the castle when you come in here. You're like,
this is a very progressive place.
Right. Right.
And so, but the vibe is that way.
Yeah. I mean, the red walls make you want to fight kind of and eat at the same time. so all these things like contribute to the look and feel of of how you want people to perceive your business. And all that stuff should be reflected in the same places online. And I always recommend to people to create some sort of an avatar of who they think their ideal customer is, or who they want their customer to be. Write that down, and maybe write 3 or 4 of those people. Do a little profile of each one. So this person likes to go on walks with their dog. This person loves riding their bike. This person loves to do this. And then you sort of get that feel of what that person would like. You don't want to completely reflect them, but you want to attract those kinds of people in there to make them feel welcome.
Yeah. So let's come back to your question about who does a good job. And I said restaurants. And I think that's important because what restaurants are doing, the experience at the restaurant, at the physical location, must be reflected in all things digital and in print. So they have to work really hard in creating this look, this brand that's attractive,
sure,
that's functional, but also looks good. And so, you know, that. And then you asked me another question. What was the other one?
Which businesses, which industries do you think are doing a particularly poor job?
Yeah, and I told you banks.
Yeah.
I think banks do a horrible job.
And why is that?
Financial planners, banks, insurance companies generally do a very poor job in all this because they say that they are overregulated and they can't do certain things.
Which is nonsense.
It's BS.
Well, it's true.
Well, it's true that they are.
Right.
But there's no creativity. If you take a look at most bank websites, I mean, they're full of just crap. And the feel and the vibe isn't necessarily consumer friendly. It's all about how wonderful my bank or my whatever. So financial industries, I think, have a hard time.
How would you tell the story of a bank?
I would. You know what? I did this in Red Oak 12 years ago.
Southwest Iowa.
Yeah, Southwest Iowa.
I was there on Ragbri.
Very nice.
This is 20 years ago, but go ahead.
So I was invited to go to Red Oak to give a presentation to a bank about how they could reposition themselves in the community. Now, in that community, I think there were 3 banks, perhaps. Mm. Maybe now there's more. And here's what I said. I said, what you want to do is to become the very first place for information for residents and guests and visitors to your community.
Mm.
And then... And don't give all this stuff about 3%,
Yeah.
But become human.
You can get a good loan at every bank in
the
world.
Yeah. So reach out and become human and do the soft sell, become friendly and approachable and human rather than load it up with all this disclaimer BS.
Right.
They didn't do it.
Well, didn't we talk about this once? Like, I went to go speak to a class at Drake. I don't know if you know Chris Snyder.
Sure, very well.
I'm sure you do. Professor there at Drake. And he teaches the type of stuff that I do. He teaches digital marketing. He actually has a class coming up in the fall and podcasting, which might be a good thing to talk to him about. But, you know, he invited me to the class, and I talked to the class, and afterwards a young lady came up to me. A young, probably freshman, or first-year student. You're not supposed to say freshman anymore, I think.
Right.
But anyway, so she came up to me, and she said, mentioned her father was an insurance salesman in a small town, northern Iowa. I won't name the town, because whatever.
Right.
But she was asking me, so what kinds of things can he do? And we got to a little bit of a discussion. It ended up to be about 15 minutes or so about strategies that she could implement for her father without it costing much money, without much of cost of entry. Now, everything I do is under the frame of being digital. So that's just how I think about things. And we talked about that earlier. It takes a lot for me to get over that prejudice of digital versus traditional. But I'm doing better. Trying to be more open-minded about traditional. But what this young lady and I were talking about was, wouldn't it be cool if this guy were the go-to person for news and information in these small towns? Because these small town papers are dying, as we know, and that's sad. Some of them are sticking around and holding on for dear life with two staff. But these small town papers are dying. What if this became? What if he became the social person, like the social happenings and goings on of what's
of
going,
whatever that town
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for example, on his Twitter post. Everybody knows he's got insurance, right?
Yeah. You know, everyone knows
he got insurance. Yeah. So why can't you, just like a bank, everybody knows you got a bank and you got money and all that kind of stuff.
Hey, it's the Henry boys.
The Henry boys are in the house. Mitch and Joe, wow.
Yeah.
We are blessed today.
Yeah. Uh-oh, there. they're gonna get us to storm the castle in a little bit. That's pretty.
I got a feeling that we'll be hit up to join the Asian Latino coalition here in a moment,
which is a fine idea.
It
by
is.
By the way,
are you a member yet?
No.
Oh, you got to become.
All right. I guess I am now.
Yeah.
I guess I got to be a member. All right. All right.
You never know who we're gonna run into.
Yeah.
So, I think to your point, I think that's absolutely correct. Everybody knows you're selling insurance or a house or whatever you happen to be doing. It's how you position yourself as a likable, real person. Now, let me give you an example of that.
What if you did? I don't mean to interrupt. But just going back to this one story. What we said was, could you be the person that talks to the high school wrestling coach?
Right.
And maybe there are 15 people in town that'll listen, that'll watch the whole thing. But in a town of 3,000 people, if you get 15 people to watch you, a year from now, one of those 15 people is going to need insurance. So anyway, that's the point. And it doesn't take a lot. The cost of entry is a phone and an internet connection.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. This is really amazing. I was going to share with you. You know, I tend to be a bit more combative in my social media platforms. Mm-hmm. I'm outside of the Business News Hour, I tend to be a politico.
Sure.
All right? And I do not apologize for that.
Right.
You know, that's what I am. Mm-hmm. But my bride is this squishy, soft, loving person, you know? Mm-hmm. And her likability in social media is so much more potent than mine.
Well,
because she posts puppies and
puns, everyday puns.
And bicycles stuff that people will...
I mean, she'll occasionally get up there with some... You know, with some pretty strong stuff.
But the majority of her stuff is being human and friendly and outreaching and loving.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But even the tough stuff that she posts, it's all with the guise of trying to bring people together. Right. So I think, anyway.
So what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is internal marketing. And I promise you, when you come back in the second portion of this, we're going to talk about some specifics. Because we're going to talk about copywriting. Websites, social media, and the things that you can do to become more human in a digital world.
You're right.
Phil K. James, ladies and gentlemen, it is Good Milkshake Digital. This is Marketing for Business, episode 24. Back in just a moment.